To eat is to live. Food, glorious food. You are what you eat. Isn't it wonderful how many sayings about food have crept into our language? Human need doesn't get much more basic than food and drink. Today we celebrate the solemnity of the body and blood of Christ. Many of us grew up calling it Corpus Christi, not the city in Texas, but the Latin words for body of Christ. This is basically a feast of food and drink, very special food and drink, the Eucharist. We are sacramental people, and our faith is grounded in and revolves around and is centered on the Eucharist. In fact, we find our basic meaning of who we are as Christians in the Eucharist. It is central to us. The Scriptures and the Church have always taught that in some mystical way, we are the body of Christ. And that is a truth that is so easy to forget, especially when we celebrate the Eucharist. St. Paul said it so many times in his writings. He didn't say we are like the body of Christ. He said we are the body of Christ. Every one of us. A part, a member of the body of Christ. We are Corpus Christi. It was St. Augustine who explained it so beautifully in the 4th century. He said, if you want to understand the body of Christ, listen to St. Paul, what he tells the faithful. For he tells them, you are the body of Christ, his members. Thus it is the mystery of you that is placed on the Lord's table. It is your own mystery that you receive in communion. You are on that altar. You are in that chalice. When you say amen to the body of Christ, you are saying amen, yes, to what you are. Powerful words from St. Augustine. Those words, that thought, has always amazed me. And yet it is what the Church has believed for 2,000 years. It reminds me of a line from a poem by Gerard Manley Hopkins. Hopkins described a dismal autumn in Wales, mostly mud and drizzle and despair. And then suddenly he notices some tender buds on a bleak tree. And he marvels, saying, these things were here, and but the beholder wanting. In other words, these signs of hope were here all the time, but we didn't notice them. These things were here, but the beholder wanting. That poetic line, I think, describes well the sacraments, God's real tangible presence in this world is not some occasional guest appearance. Sacraments happen when we notice that God is already present in what we are doing. For example, God is always saving. but we don't pay attention until we pour water over a baby and invoke God's saving grace. God is always healing, but we are often clueless until we anoint the sick and call on the power of God's healing balm. God is always forgiving, but some of us aren't so sure until we hear the words of absolution. God is always and everywhere, like air, and we too easily ignore them both. God is always nourishing and sustaining us, but it becomes most real when we gather for Eucharist, when we hear his voice in the scriptures, when we sing God's praises, when we give thanks for the blessings in our lives, when we taste the bread of life and drink the cup of salvation. We need these reminders, these sacraments, sudden awareness of something that is always real, always true, always there, but for the beholder wanting. Today, on this feast of the body and blood of Christ, I want to reaffirm something, just in case any of you aren't sure. And it's this, that what we believe as Catholic Christians is what we have always believed from the beginning. That when Jesus said, "Take this and eat, this is my body, this is my blood," we take him at his word. We truly believe that this bread, this wine are changed, transformed. They become in a real way the body and blood of Jesus Christ, truly present as food and drink, as nourishment for our bodies, our minds, and our souls. If the Eucharist is anything less, why bother? Yes, Christ is truly present here to us, alive for us and alive in us. But for our Eucharist to be truly fruitful each week, we need to be as present to Christ as he is to us. And so on this solemn feast, again, God feeds the multitude. God gives us food. Food, glorious food. And reminds us again that we are what we eat.